it's time again for another episode of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Well, I didn't see a movie last week because I was on a vacation and there weren't any movies playing, for one thing, where we were. And it was just kind of like, I think I'm actually going to take a vacation from doing this, although it's a very enjoyable little thing I do every week. Anyway, this week's movie is kind of interesting in that it's called A Coyote Versus Acme. So the animal coyote versus Acme, which is the whenever a corporation name is required, they put in Acme, the Acme whatever. Anyway, and I looked at other movies that were playing around and I said, this one looks like maybe not my cup of tea, but on the other hand, the others look less good even for me. So I went to see this one, and it turns out it is indeed mostly a cartoon. Will Forte plays a lawyer who is sort of a kind of a low rent lawyer. I think he's called a billboard lawyer, and he to stay in business and to keep his cartoon friends also in business, he tends to settle. That's what he does. He settles a case for very little money. So he's not making a fortune by any stretch, but he seems to be like a nice guy. And he's approached by the non-speaking character of Wile E. Coyote. And probably many of the listeners remember Wile E. Coyote from the Looney Tunes, what would have been called the Looney Tunes universe a few years ago. And Wile E. is always trying desperately to get a meal. And his meal, he would like the meal to be the Roadrunner, who is a bird, who is a very, very fast bird. And I have always, you know, kind of enjoyed this concept of the Wile E. Coyote not being able to trap the bird. And it was kind of like, well, you know, this is like too much of a good thing. Yes, it's funny. And yes, there's actually some interesting background to the movie itself. But in general, I was not amused particularly. Interesting that all of the previews that were shown in the theater just prior to the movie starting were cartoons. It's considered, I think it's essentially deemed a kids movie, but it has a lot of adult themes. And if you are at all a Looney Tunes fan from years past, you're going to look at this and say, okay, well, this is pretty funny, but not kind of funny enough to maintain, at least certainly not my interest level. I was just like, okay, I'm not enjoying this terribly, although I used to, many years ago, I used to really enjoy Looney Tunes, and I did find there were some very funny bits in this one. I must admit my personal favorite bit with the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner is when Wile E. ends up falling from a high distance and landing in typically the desert, and a little poof, there's a funny little poof. And that's him falling to earth. But it's just something that I have always found kind of funny. It is not a movie I can say, you, even if you're an adult, if you have liked Looney Tunes, you'll love this movie. I don't think you will. I think you'll say, this is a little boring. And it was a surprise to me because it had gotten such hugely positive reviews, both from the critics and from general audiences. Everybody loved this movie. And I thought, I don't love this movie. I'm kind of bored and sleepy, but mostly bored. And I thought, well, maybe other people will like this. And maybe kids, little kids, when they see this, will be a bit perplexed by the whole Looney Tunes generation. Like, what's going on here? There are there's quite a few cartoons out there, like the Jessica Rabbit cartoon, that are based on cartoon movies that have cartoon characters and story and cartoons and real people acting in movies. And I remember thinking, the Jessica Rabbit cartoon was actually really funny and clever and well done. I didn't think as much about this one, but the story is of, you know, it's appropriate for this day and age. But you have the story concerns not being able to pork Wiley, since he's never able to capture the Roadrunner. You know, he never kind of gets a solid deal, and it's been many, many years. And he has decided that he's going to take the Acme company to court. And the Acme company is kind of slick, and they're not very nice people. And maybe they're supposed to be reminding people in the theater, yeah, this is what folks are like today. They're not very nice people. But I think I don't want to belabor this because it was a movie that I just did not very much enjoy. You may enjoy the movie, and if you were a big fan of Looney Tunes, then you might really enjoy it because it's just kind of nostalgic, if nothing else. But I would say, you know what? Maybe don't bother unless you decide, oh, I'm going to go and watch this funny cartoon from many years ago. It's not from many years ago. In fact, it was made 3 years ago and then shelved. So there's a whole backstory to this movie. With Warner Brothers has decided, I'm not sure why, I think to make money, they decided we're not going to release this movie. We're just going to put it on the shelf. And many people were upset about that just because they thought, well, this is not a very nice thing to do with any company and any project. And here they've done it. They've just taken it off the shelf. It did, like, very recently get put back out in the world. And now it is showing in many theaters, certainly around the country, maybe around the world, and getting hugely, hugely good critical reviews. So it may well turn out that the big cartoon fans may look at this and say, well, we don't really care what Melanie has to say. We loved it. And we would send everybody we know to go and see it because it's that good. And I simply didn't think that way. And truth be told, neither did my husband, who as usual accompanied me. And we both thought, we're not really sure what the big deal is about this movie. And it is more than a tad boring. So that's how we feel about it. You may not feel that same way, and you may decide, I am not going to wait until this thing comes on TV. I'm going to go to the movies and watch it there and just get a good laugh and a good dose of absolute nostalgia. I'm hoping that next week we will have more movies to select from, because in fact this week it was nothing much, and certainly not in English. We have a movie about it's a Ridley Scott movie, and one would have thought this would be getting wonderful reviews, and not so much. It's a movie about one of these end of the world movies, which there are so many. And there's one other movie which, again, looks to be not hugely interesting. Spider-Man, interestingly, is still there. It's been there for quite a while now. And it'll be there, I guess, for a little while longer. But what I'm kind of hoping is that at the end of this week, there will be at least two or three interesting new movies that are perhaps age-appropriate for me. And well, I'll have something more to look forward to than Coyote versus Acme or any of the other two that are just kind of, this is just not a good array of films to go to. But I will keep you posted and let you know when a good one or two pops up. So I think that's about it for this week.
Thanks again, Melanie, and have a good week, and talk next week.
Okay, thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.